Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, in the midst of our five-part series focused on fire prevention and preparedness. This is part two, where we're joined in studio by Liz Peterson, OES coordinator for Tuolumne County, Sonora Police Chief Taru Vanderweel, Sergeant Randy Mattyshock with California Highway Patrol, and Tuolumne County Sheriff Bill Pooley. Chief Vanderweel from the city of Sonora, you know, kind of picking up on the earlier conversation that Sheriff Pooley was mentioning in regards to evacuations, any other things that people really should keep in mind when it comes to putting together a family plan ahead of time?
Yes, like Liz and the sheriff discussed, having a plan ahead of time for your family is probably one of the most important aspects of this discussion. And a big part of that would be having a discussion with your elderly family members and knowing ahead of time what their position is, should an evacuation order come out, and helping them make that informed decision on what to do when they are notified by law enforcement that there is an evacuation in place.
A lot of information on this weekend's Motherload Views. OES coordinator Liz Peterson, anything else in regards to evacuations that people need to keep in mind, or any final comments?
You know, just a final thought. I think, you know, we live in a great community here, and we have a lot of active and engaged community members and community partners, and I would just encourage people to take this on this year as another kind of goal, that folks would really spend some time pre-planning and really becoming proactive in this topic.
And Sergeant Mattyshock with the California Highway Patrol.
I think the county has done a wonderful job setting up these town hall meetings that have been throughout the county that we're I'm currently in the midst of. Sheriff Pooley, the OES, getting the word out about what needs to be done for fires, which is basically get out early, you know, be prepared. A lot of the things that we get asked is, will we shut down 108, make it a one-way traffic, which we'll do anything we can if that time comes. But if you leave early, then you won't even have to worry about, you know, worry about getting shut down, worry about getting stuck in traffic. So I would just say, you know, as Sheriff Pooley has said numerous times, be smart, be prepared, and get out early.
And Chief Vanderweel?
I fully support the having a plan ahead of time. A lot of people ask about jurisdictional considerations and whose job is what, but if and when things happen in the county, they usually cross jurisdictional boundaries anyway. So traditionally, we work very well with our partners in law enforcement emergency services here in the county. Our evacuation and emergency preparedness plans are pretty much identical to that of the county, and that's for a reason, is because we work together, and it would be anti-productive not to have a plan consistent with the rest of the county. So know that your emergency services do work together on a regular basis, and when a major incident occurs, that we're used to doing that, and we're going to do it well.
That emergency plan, I'll go back to OES coordinator Peterson. Is that something that's kind of set in stone, or something kind of evolves over time?
Yeah, so the county has an emergency operations plan that gets updated on a regular basis. That really kind of sets the overall guidelines of the plan of emergency operations for a variety of emergencies, not just fire. But we really, you know, as you've heard a lot today, we really have to be specific in the protocols themselves as the emergency evolves. Again, the emergency operations plan is more of a guideline, but the specifics are, you know, we have to react to the incident as it comes up.
Is there a lot of pre-planning with groups like the Red Cross when it comes to things like they may need evacuation shelters and things like that?
Absolutely. So that's one of another role of Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services, is we partner with Red Cross to develop shelter locations and setting up shelters for folks if they are evacuated, yeah.
And Sheriff Pooley, anything else that we haven't mentioned that'd be good to point out on this weekend show?
You know, just in summary, I think we need to be prepared for the worst-case scenario. Worst-case scenario used to be maybe your house would burn. Now it's you may burn inside your home. So you need to educate yourself. Folks need to go out, get that information, educate yourself, and plan ahead. I think you need to be prepared to save yourself and always err on the side of caution. Leave early when you can. As we go through this year's evacuation notices, because I know we're going to have some, we're going to be calling for those evacuations much earlier. You know, I would rather force you out of your home for an extra 12 hours and you go back and your home's fine and you can curse at us for making you leave. But if we wait too long and we lose somebody, none of us can live with that. So be prepared to leave early.
Good advice. You know, we have just about a minute and a half left. You know, it has been referenced that there have been these town hall meetings. Any, you know, common question that you hear at these things that we haven't talked about yet, just in regards to evacuations or things that come up every once in a while?
I think people are really, especially those that live in areas that only have one way in, one way out. What do I do? You know, I see on the map there's this dirt road. Are we going to use that for an evacuation plan? Folks, you need to get out, drive those roads. If you drive a small Honda and this is a road that only some 4x4 can get through, that is not an option for you. You're going to need to leave extra early. The whole point of all this is be prepared. You have to plan ahead. You have to go through it in your head over and over and over again. Have that box with everything ready to go, with the sheet on top of the things you need to grab, be it your pets, dog food, those types of things. Be prepared, plan ahead, because when this happens, you're going to be anxious, you're going to be nervous, you're going to forget things. And if you have a place that you can go to get that information, you can get out safely.
Sergeant Randy Manischak, one more thing to add?
Yeah, can I just say to piggyback on what Sheriff Pooley said, when the order is given or when we're doing traffic situations, it's best just to do what we're asking you to do. You know, if you stop, ask questions, it kind of clogs up the whole process. As a good friend of mine said, who's a fire chief in a local city, says, help us help you. So just when we ask, do what we ask, because it makes the process go smoother, makes it easier to help more people without the fight.
Have to end on that note. We want to thank our guests. We have OES Coordinator Liz Peterson, Sergeant Randy Manischak with the California Highway Patrol, Sonora Police Chief Taru Vanderweel, and Sheriff Bill Pooley from Tuolumne County. Thank you all for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, BJ.
And that puts a wrap on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On next week's show, we'll focus our attention on defensible space and hardening your home ahead of the summer fire season. We'll be joined in studio by Cal Fire Chief Josh White, City of Sonora Fire Chief Amy New, also a representative from the Stanislaus National Forest. That'll be the third part in our four-part series ahead of the upcoming fire season. If you missed the earlier shows, you can find them in the multimedia section of mymotherlode.com. We'll see you next week with more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life for the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.